your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas Baseball Senior Brady Council has been named a finalist for the prestigious 2025 ABCA/Rawlings NCAA Division I Gold Glove Team. The American Baseball Coaches Association announced on Monday this honor makes Council the first player in program history to be a finalist for the highly coveted award, marking a historic achievement for both the athlete and for the Jayhawk Baseball Program. Council, a standout third baseman, is one of just three players selected for the position, joining Murph Gray of Fresno State and Nico Sensei of Georgia Southern. The winner will be revealed later today via Rawlings Sporting Goods social media channels. As a defensive powerhouse, Council's performance in 2025 was nothing short of stellar. With a 992 fielding percentage, he committed only one error in 121 chances. His versatility was key for the Jayhawks as he started games at third base, left field, and second base throughout the season. In addition to his exceptional glove work, he was involved in 8 double plays while racking up 69 putouts and 51 assists. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Let's celebrate the good life in the town that's been too good to us at this year's Downs Celebration, June 19th through 21st. An action-packed Saturday includes a fun run in the morning with registration at 6:30. At 9 a.m., there's a two-person scramble at the Downs Golf Club and Fender Fair in town. From 10 to noon, it's Art in the Park at the Gazebo Park, hosted by Rose Valley Methodist Church. There will be a car and bike show on Kansas Street. The carnival opens at 6, the Downs Lions Club Parade is at 7, and if you're over 21, the beer garden opens at 8 with Velvet Elvis live at 9. And don't forget, free swim every day, sponsored by Brush Art. Check out thedownschamber.com or visit the Downs Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for a complete schedule for the Downs Celebration, June 19th through 21st.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Talking with Kenny Sloan from Gaylord, Kansas. Kenny Sloan, you went down to Warsaw, Missouri to Truman Lake on the Bass Pro Series, or did I get that right? What league and what bass championship are you fishing in?
It's basically it's a spinoff of the FLW, which is called the BFL, the Bass Fishing League.
And Kenny, you took home the championship out of how many fishermen this weekend, and kind of tell us how it works and how it went.
Well, basically it's a tournament. It's a, everybody's, you get drawn out with a, they draw out with the amateur side. The pros are paired up with an amateur. Everyone's for themselves. Amateurs fish against amateurs. Pros get against the pros. Basically it's the tournament was from my flight. There was like 4 flights. 20 in a flight, and there was basically 6 to 2:30s that we had time to fish. The tournament was out of Stair Creek Marina on Truman Lake. It was the lake's been high for the last month. It actually is about close to 10 foot high, so the water was up in the bushes. Made pretty even deal for everybody. Typically, they're out there in deeper water this time of year, but they're staying close. The shad are up close to the bushes, so the fish are staying there in fairly shallow water as of now.
Well, Kenny, you were competing against a couple guys have made 300,000, 100,000 lifetime, and you whipped their butt this weekend. Just kind of talking about how the day went at Truman Lake for you, and how things got to rolling, and how many fish you caught.
Yes, sir. It was I got my regular spots. I went down Friday and three fished, looking for spots that I like to fish, checking them out. Found some fish. Started off first thing in the morning. I caught my first keeper was a 4.5 pounder, which got me pretty excited. Of course, caught another keeper just 16 incher right afterwards, and then it just seemed like there were so many boats in the area. I told my non boater. I said, I'm going to get out here. I'm going to go up the Grand River where I like to fish. Get away from a lot of the competitors. And did that, and worked out great. First bot right off the bat, about 3 casts. I caught another 4.5 pounder, about 3 minutes later, I caught another 4-pounder. That put, you know, I was like, oh boy, here we go. I knew if I culled one more, I had a good shot at least, you know, cashing a good check. End up with 4 good ones and 1 just, oh, good solid 16-inch keeper. And pretty much sealed the deal. I, you know, obviously I didn't have any idea until I got to the weigh-in what happened, but I was pretty excited for sure, to say the least.
So tell us about the weigh-in. You got to keep them fish as fresh as you can in water and bags, or how does that work?
Well, what you do, you take care of your fish. You know, that's a big thing. These fish are catch and release, and you don't want to hurt any of them. And hopefully, you take care of them and keep them aerated all day long. Put some juice in there to keep them calmed down. They call it G-juice. It helps a lot. What you do is you go to the weigh-in, you pull up there, and you get your fish in a bag and go get in line and wait your turn, weigh them in, and go from there.
Well, Kenny Sloan of Gaylord, Kansas, you went down and whipped the big boys, and talk about the Bass Pro Series that you were on and how many different lakes and places that you fished this summer.
I mostly fish since I've moved, 6 hours away from Truman Lake. I was an hour and a half, so it's a lot tougher to be down there and be competitive with them locals. They're awful tough bunch of guys to fish against, justifiably so. They're a good bunch of guys and awful tough to beat. Makes it more gratifying when you do get that done. But I mostly fish Truman Lake, then and the Ozarks and Lake of the Ozarks as well. I'm not able to travel to a lot of them on the circuit because of the distance and the time away from home, but mostly Truman Lake and Lake of the Ozarks is what I fish down there.
Kenny, tell us about the type of fish that you're wanting to catch and that you did catch Saturday to win the tournament.
Well, they have basically Kentuckys. They also have largemouth, which largemouth is the only one that really grows decent size in Truman Lake. The Kentuckys don't grow very big, so it's a 15-inch length limit, and it's hard to catch a Kentucky that's that big. And if they are, it's usually don't weigh as near like the largemouth do. That's pretty much what we catch for the most part. And with the lake being up in the bushes, it makes it pretty even for everybody. So it's just even more better, more gratifying to get something done with all the people fishing the same exact type of stuff. Typically, they're out there in that deeper water, in that 6 to 20 foot of water this time of year when the water warms up. But the water hadn't got warm like it usually does. It's only in the 72, 74 degree temperature right now, and it should be in the middle 80s as a rule this time of year.
Well, Kenny, you grew up around Spring Hill, Lysine, Kansas area. Hillsdale Lake is probably your favorite. Now that you moved out to North Central Kansas with us rookie fishermen like me and Daryl Sheleteau from Smith Center, kind of talk about the difference between Eastern Kansas and North Central Kansas fisheries.
Well, probably the biggest difference is the most of the fisheries that I fish out there grew up fishing Hillsdale, Truman Lake, Ozarks. A lot of them have standing timber. Makes a big difference, and it's a lot easier to pinpoint some of them fish compared to North Central Kansas. There isn't a lot of timber, not as many tournaments out here as far as that goes as well. So it's a learning process for me out here. However, I'm still traveling back and forth because I do love that, the Ozark area. That's really enjoyable to fish out there.
Well, Kenny Sloan of Gaylord, Kansas, welcome to the area. Congratulations on a huge win at Truman Lake in Missouri this weekend, and we look forward to keeping track of you on the Pro Bass Series and making friendships and catching fish around here and whipping Daryl Sheleteau.
John, I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, sir.